Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, and continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyous, man. Be joyous for the days of your life. It's funny because even when you're in a day or in a time of rest in your life, you still get antsy. You still think, like, what is there something? Should I be listening more? Should I be reading more? What should I be doing? Because it's a peaceful state that you get into. Now, I know it's going to go up and down. It's kind of the way, it's just kind of the way of life. But, man, I'm in a really good place right now with God, and I'm very, very thankful for Him. And this morning, I'm not really sure, like, as I go into this, I'm not really sure where this is going, but I read a couple things and it just hit me how much God is there and how much He talks to us and He strengthens us, which I'm going to go over a little bit. But yeah, we'll see where this goes. If you go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, it says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, out from whom every family in heaven and earth is named." Again, you're named and you're called, and God has called you and God has named you as a son of God. Verse 16, in order that He would give you or give to you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened, and that is being made powerful in effect with might or the ability by the Holy Spirit in the within man. God has given you strength, and that strength is to cause effect. If you don't think you can cause effect in your own life with yourself, that's not biblical. That's not accurate. It's not accurate. And these are the things you got to put into your mind if you're helpless. You're not helpless. God has given you the ability to cause effect. He's given you the ability. I just love that He's given you the ability, because that's what might is. The being, the ability. You have the ability to cause effect because God tells you you have the ability to cause effect. So I was reading that and I was going through it and I was looking in the Old Testament, because as soon as I saw strength, and I would look it up and I'll go through kind of Proverbs and Psalms and everything else. And I came across this, and this kind of blew my mind because I've never seen this before. If you go to Psalms chapter 119, verse 28, it says, "My soul, it melteth for heaviness." Now this melteth is weepeth. It weepeth in heaviness. He's heavy. "Strengthen thou me according to thy word." Be strengthened according to thy word. When you feel like you're down, when you feel like you're weak, when you feel like your soul is weeping, you go to God's word and it will strengthen you because it's spiritual. But this is the verse that blew my mind. "Remove me away," or "remove me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously." He's crying and weeping because he's lying. And what does he do? He goes to God. Anything that's going on in your life that you have a problem with, that you're doing that is not accurate, that's not good, that's not causing goodness, you go to God and He will strengthen you. He will give you the ability to cause effect. You're not helpless. You're not weak. God gives you the ability. God gives you the strength. And when you start to know the words and you start to change your mind towards this stuff, again, what you think about, it makes you you. That's biblical. The things you think on are what is in your heart and what makes you you. So therefore, if you're thinking and you're lying all the time, you got to change what you're thinking about. And that's the word. I'm going to finish with this. If you jump over to 1 Peter, again on this strengthen, chapter 5, verse 10, "But the God of all grace," and this is the God of Jacob, and again, Jacob was a squirrely dude. Not everyone in the word was this upright man. In fact, most of them weren't. It's when God works with them that they build up, that they become men of God who stand. Again, the God of Jacob, but the God of all grace, the God of Jacob, who hath called us, again, you've been called unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye suffered for a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. We're all going to go through it. But it's what you choose to put into your mind. It's what you choose to put into your heart. You are in control of your mind. You are in control of your heart. And if you give yourself and feed yourself negativity, if you feed yourself fear, if you feed yourself anxiety, you're going to be walking in that fear, because that's who you are at that point. Start to put the word on in your mind. Start to be settled. Start to be established. Start to be strengthened. Start to be perfect, because God says that's what you are. Change who you are in life and become this person of God. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. It's not biblical. You pray to God, you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything you do. I pray that you just settle the country down, that you settle those people that need settled, Father, that you take care of them, that you build them up, that you bless them. I thank you again for each and every one of your believers, that you take care of them. I pray for the hearts of just everybody that I work with and everybody that purchased from us, that you touch their heart and take care of them. Again, I thank you for the moments of my life, for your word and what it does. And I just ask that you continually open it up, that I can read it and enjoy it. And I thank you for just a beautiful day today and what your son did for us, that we can live this way. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.